Jesse Allen here with the American Ag Network. We are at the Farm Progress Show. We're with Syngenta. We're talking with Logan Romines here at the Farm Progress Show. Logan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jesse. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm fantastic, Logan. Appreciate you making some time to join us here at the Farm Progress Show. Let's talk Trivapro and Miravis Neo fungicides for both corn and soybeans. Let's start with Trivapro on the corn side, Logan. Just for starters, maybe talk about some of the results you guys have seen this past year with Trivapro, and just a little bit about the product, that fungicide for corn.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. So Trivapro really contains three active ingredients: zoxystrobin, propiconazole, and solatinol, which is one of Syngenta's potent carboxamide SDHI technologies. And really, that SDHI technology has more staying power than some of the older SDHI technologies in the marketplace. So we know that Trivapro is going to deliver more value and help improve growers' corn crop in high or low disease pressure. And this year, and in several years, we've got data that goes back up to 5 years on Trivapro. We know we see 15 plus bushels an acre yield benefit when a grower applies Trivapro versus an untreated check. And we continue to see those strong results this year with the weather and some of the disease events that we had this year in the Midwest.
Well, and yeah, and you think about it, it's been an odd year for weather, obviously, with, you know, too dry or too wet in some parts of the region. And it's made for an interesting year with disease pressure, hasn't it, in corn?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're really excited about with both Miravis Neo and Trivapro, is they both deliver superior disease control, but also offer excellent plant health benefits, which is what really brings that yield, even in the absence of disease. Really making that choice a no-brainer for growers. You know, we don't have to worry about, hey, are we going to get disease that sets in? Are we not going to get disease? Our recommendation at Syngenta would be make an application with Trivapro or Miravis Neo, and you'll be happy you did at the end of the year when you're running the combine.
Let's talk a little more specifically Miravis Neo for soybeans, so maybe some of the highlights you've gotten from this year's data and maybe past years, and just a little bit more about Miravis Neo.
Yeah, so Miravis Neo can be used in both corn and soybeans, but when we think soybean specific, adepidin is really going to provide the driving factor there. So that's going to be a mixture of adepidin, propiconazole, and azoxystrobin. And that adepidin is really going to drive those plant health benefits that we talked a little bit about with Trivapro, but you're also going to see those in Miravis Neo. And we're seeing on average 5 to 6 bushels better than the untreated check with Miravis Neo there. And we know in a year like this year with commodity prices like they are, that's going to mean some good dollars in the pocket at the end of the year for growers who've made a fungicide application with Miravis Neo.
Yeah, very, very huge on that bottom line for sure. And I'm guessing if producers want to learn more, Logan, probably the easiest way to learn about Trivapro Miravis Neo is contact their local Syngenta retailer or go online, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely, Jesse. Your Syngenta retailer will get you connected with your Syngenta retail sales rep, or you can go to boosterbushels.com to learn more about Miravis Neo and Trivapro.
Logan, appreciate the time here at Farm Progress Show. Thanks for joining us today on the American Ag Network.
Thanks, Jesse.